All right. Good morning, everyone, again. I truly hope that you're having a great Sunday morning. Heard there was a little difficulty as we have been getting on the line, and I hope that everyone can hear me clearly and that we are all here back together. We're excited because we've been talking about it's getting hot in here, and truly, truly hope that everyone understands how it is that we're going to handle any heat that is sent our way. We have been given a gift of this life, and we have been given through God, through his son, Jesus Christ, the exact means of handling any and every trial that may come our way. We've been given the gift of patience. Are we choosing to use it? We've been given the fruit of long suffering. Are we going to engulf it, enjoy it, and understand that in and through it all, it is for our good? The heat is for our good. So, it's getting hot in here. How are we handling it? Well, let's go ahead and move forward in that conversation with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Tiana.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself.
Great, thank you.
Okay, well, I do welcome everybody on the call this morning. As we get started, before we start, we'll go ahead and start with prayer. So, Ms. Tiana, please open us up with that.
Yes. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful. Thankful for this life. Thank you for all that you've given us, the opportunity to see today and to move forward in it. We are so grateful, Heavenly Father, that in and through it all, dear Lord, that you have given us your love, the example of your son, Jesus Christ, an example through your word of how exactly we are to live in and through every situation. Heavenly Father, may we stand on your promises. May we stand on your word, dear Lord, that as we walk through this life, Heavenly Father, you have a promise, you have a commitment to us, dear Lord, of what the end point of our journey is. Heavenly Father, may we rejoice in that. And may we be reminded that in and through this journey, Heavenly Father, you said that you'll be right there. May we remember that you've told us that in and through it all, we are to count it joy. May we do so. Celebrate you. Celebrate this life. Celebrate your love. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for our leader. And we thank you in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Who are head with me this morning?
This morning, sir, we had, let me just double check here for a second. We had with us Miss LaTanya, sir.
Okay. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. And so we're talking about how it's getting hot in here. And I want to begin by posing a question. Like, why does God allow us to go through fiery trials? And there are many reasons we've been taught that God allows us to go through things. But more importantly, as his children, it's always for our good and for the glory of God. One of the things I learned, and I believe Mr. Carr in a similar fashion was alluding to that on Wednesday, but there are flames of affection, and those are simply because God loves us. There are flames of direction that make us take a different path than the one that we're on. There are flames of perfection, and the Bible tells us that we are to be perfected in Christ. There are flames of reflection that cause us to examine our lives. And all of these flames come about to purify our faith. The trials also cause us to fellowship with God. So when the fire begins to rage in our life, we have to remember that it's important to meditate on the Word of God. And the Bible tells us in Psalm chapter 50, verse 15, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me." So the fact that God says, "Call upon me," in the day of trouble reveals a lot about his character. For one, it shows that he truly cares about our lives. For two, it shows how willing he is to help us. And three, it shows that he gives specific promises. So he doesn't say, I might deliver you, but instead I will deliver you. And with all of that being said, the main purpose is for us to think of trials as training. So as God's children, he wants to train us. He wants to prepare us for our future. And more importantly, he wants us to become more disciplined in him. So I hope you ate well.
Yes, Ms. LaTanya, thank you so much. Would you mind repeating the scripture that you shared?
Yes, the scripture was from Psalm chapter 50, verse 15, and it reads, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me.
All right. And that such is an amazing, amazing scripture. Because it really is a reminder that God shares with us that he will carry us. I love it as a remembrance of that awesome poem, Footprints in the Sand. He's right there. So no matter what trials or troubles there may be, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you. He will straight up put us on his back and carry us. And we shall, in that moment, glorify him in and through that situation. And we have to be reminded of that because that situation can come at any given time. That situation.
Okay. Hey. Good. So, y'all, we're talking about it getting hot in here. Okay. We're talking about it getting hot in here. Everybody tired of people playing church? What's our conviction there? I ain't talking about you got to scream out and this, that, nothing. You're talking about souls on the line. I told you, everybody's not fit to be in the operating room. You know that. Especially, you do know you have people on jobs that shouldn't be on jobs, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. That's why I'm going to go this phone call solo. You go ahead and hang up. Get off the call. So, y'all, this gets real. It's one thing that, y'all ever had a meeting and you had to talk about or address the elephant in the room? Most people don't even like to address the elephant in the room. You know why? Because it gets a little hot. People don't like that kind of stuff. The word of God is made plain and simple. People overthink it because, see, when you don't have something, and let me tell you about something about the thing of God, okay, the things of God. See, you can't not live it and then try and teach it because now you just sound just like a book, but no conviction. None at all. See, you go look for it in the Word. But see, when you have the lifestyle, this is why somebody can run their mouth all day about God when you live all day about God. There's a big difference. There's a big difference. See, it gets a little hot in places where people are uncomfortable. See, people are uncomfortable with the truth, meaning they're uncomfortable with our God. God causes people to be uncomfortable. You know why? Because if you're... I love the word of God. If you're so comfortable in a place that you're unfamiliar with, well, God's not doing his job, and we know he do his job. In other words, it's going to get hot. It's supposed to get hot, but those who are not supposed to be there are going to faint. I do believe we heard something about faint before, right? We really heard something about fainting. So much to the point to where, much like Joshua, I'm glad he didn't faint. Even in his loss, he got up. He cried. You know, people lose all the time when they fail tests. They lose and they stick with the loss. Unmute Ms. Shabri for me. They stick with the loss and they're okay with the loss. Somebody else has to point your loss out to you before you get on your high horse and say, oh, Lord. No, you knew about it before. The thing is, we're okay with the loss. We're okay with losing. We're okay with it being because we moved from that uncomfortable place in the first place. We didn't want to be there. So in other words, we'll push it underneath the rug as if it never existed. Mr. Brill, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, y'all. Here goes scripture. Okay? We're talking about Satan. Remember in Isaiah 40 and 31, it says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Y'all know when it gets hot, huh? People who are not equipped for heat get a little dizzy.
Right.
All right, come on. I'm going to speak on it. Getting a little hot up in here, huh? They get a little dizzy. They say, oh, I think I'm about to faint. Because somebody don't exercise their faith enough.
Yeah.
They don't exercise their faith. Okay? And so faith. And so what happens is, to not faint, they remove themselves from the heat. Remember, if you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen. Huh? You ever seen somebody doing something wrong in your life and they don't never want to address the wrong? Because they're going to faint. Oh, Lord. Because it's hot. Oh, Lord. Y'all don't think it's coincidence that people in your life. Mm-hmm. Come on. Boy, boy, this would be somebody say, oh, Lord, I just love how passionate you get. No, don't love that. Love the God in the passion, yeah?
Amen.
Because, see, when they get hot and they got to run, huh? Because they don't want to lose their consciousness. They don't want to lose sin consciousness. See, they're comfortable. Now it gets a little uncomfortable. You ever seen somebody go around everything in the world? They know they owe you money, but they want to act like it don't exist? You ever seen somebody that know they took your shovel and they want to act like it don't? You want to know somebody that, no, boy, listen, Satan's slick.
Yes, he is.
With that being said, we do the same thing with God. We try and test God. We try and make it hot for God. Yeah, we do. Well, God, if that job be for me, give me a sign. First and foremost, if you be for God, what sign do you need? I believe God at his word. I don't believe people at their word, and don't believe me at mine. If my word and my actions don't line up, don't you believe me? Therefore, I don't believe you either. Remember, God said, put your trust in God, not man. So it don't matter what
Amen.
You say. If I don't hear God in it, I don't believe it. And don't you believe what I say if you don't hear God in it? The thing is, you have to have a relationship with God to know his voice. Now, here's the funny part. Let me help somebody out, because it's getting a little hot in here. Sometimes you don't know what you're hearing. Huh? This is why the Bible says those who seek, who diligently seek the face of God, he reveals himself to. In other words, if I'm looking at God's face, I may not hear what he's saying, but I can read his lips.
Amen.
Y'all miss that?
Come on.
Y'all miss that? Because when you're so close to somebody, you had to hear him because it might be noisy.
Right.
But because if you're close to him, wouldn't you hear? Not necessarily. It may be noisy. But see, if my Lord, Peter, come on, Peter, talk to him, Peter. It's getting a little hot. If my focus, huh? I don't care how hot it's getting. If I'm looking directly at God, how can I think? So God allows you to go through tests. Everybody on this phone. God allows you to go through tests. And then you turn around and test God in the middle of your test. You say stuff like, well, God, if it be from me, you testing God while he testing you. In other words, You asking him a question while he asking you one.
Yes. Yes.
Huh? God telling you. So what you, you know, no, God asking you, testing you. So do you love me? You turn back around and look at God and say, well, if you love me, you'll do this for me. So you're trying to turn up the heat on God, and we should know what the Bible says about testing God, right? Huh? If you're going to test him, he said test him with your tithes and your offerings and see what he's not. Oh, we don't want to test God with something like that. Oh, but we're testing him with other stuff, right? Because if you want to test God, test him with your tithes and your offering. Scripture. No, we don't test God with that. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So what we start to do when it get a little hot, we run from the elephant in the room, people, because we never, don't y'all know, statistically wise, the percentage of people who avoid the truth, meaning the statistics, Mr. Bree, are people who avoid God.
Right.
That's too hot right there. See, here's the thing. To avoid the truth, meaning that you avoid clarity. You don't want it. And then, hold on, watch this. If you don't want clarity, doesn't it leave something called confusion? Hold on, watch this. Huh? Doesn't it keep it hot? Hold on, watch this. Who's the author of confusion?
Satan.
Okay. So who writing your story? Hello? It's getting a little hot in here, people. This is how it goes. The Bible says, walk and not faint. Walk and not faint. When you walk, how can two people walk together and not be in agreement? See, when you walk with God, when you walk in truth, you can't faint because he won't let you. In other words, those who fall away are those who fainted in your life. Go back and look at it. When it got hot in there, everything that fell away, everything that walked away, everything that turned his back, everything that stabbed you in the back, fainted. When it got hot, God allowed it to get hot. You know why? Because not everybody would, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. See, they ain't, Lord have mercy. Listen, you know, he could have put one in there.
Right.
Huh? It's funny how they had each other's back. It's only because God had them. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
So why I got a little hot in here, since your faith is in your father? Why I got a little hot in here, since your faith is in your money? Why I got a little hot in here, because your faith is in your career? Why I got a little hot in here, because your faith is in your family and friends? Why I got a little hot in here, because your faith is in, why everything turned its back on you? Where is that? Where they at? The Bible says, you know, even if your mother and your father should leave you, I would never.
Right.
Where are they? It got so hot, God went to the hottest place, which is called hell, and he took some keys. In other words, he didn't meet you there, he beat you there, so you wouldn't have to go there.
Hmm.
Oh, y'all like that other thing, meet me there? No, let's call it the real way. He beat you there so you wouldn't have to go there. See how hot it got? In other words, I went to the hottest place, and I turned the oven down for you, so you ain't have to go.
Amen.
I close the door. Now, if you go to hell, it's only because you put yourself there. I took the keys away from hell. Lord, have mercy.
Come on.
I took the keys away from the oven already. I done turned the fire down. The only way you go to hell is that you turn it right back up and close the door and get in on your own. You do know that, right?
Yes.
Remember that you are predestined. In other words, you're supposed to go over here. But if you should go to hell, the high place, it's only because you put yourself there. In other words, you wanted to live a lie. You wanted to tell it. You wanted to cut the yes, Lord. Oh! Huh? That's what you chose to do because it's called free will.
In other words, you fell away from God because you fainted. How can you walk upright?
Mm-hmm.
How can you walk upright, but then you're away from God? You cannot walk upright away from God. It's impossible.
No, sir. Mm-hmm.
When you pull away from God, when you pull away from the things of God, when you pull away from truth, remember he said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. See, it ain't good enough for you to just pray. Shouldn't your prayer look like your life? Lord, have mercy.
Come on.
Come on, I'm talking to somebody this morning. It's getting hot in here. Since you're so busy praying, you got the faith part down, but where's the vote part? Your prayer should look just like your life. Nah.
Amen.
What's your prayer look like again? Since you're so religious and we're so holy, what does your prayer look like again? It don't matter what somebody say. It don't matter that the man say about his child. It don't matter what you say about your child. It don't matter what you say. What you doing?
Mm. Come on.
What you doing when it's getting hot, too? Huh? Like people done fell away from you. Have you fallen away from God? You know, people fall away from people when they don't see. Foresight. When they don't see, Mr. Bree, foresight. When they don't see something good coming. Here's the thing. Since you're walking hand in hand with God and you believe God, how is it that you took his word lightly? How did you take people lightly if you had foresight? You know the only one who won't have foresight is Satan, right? In other words, Satan cannot see in people what God sees in them. Because if you can see what God sees, you would never leave something good alone.
Come on.
See, he makes people delusional when they're away from God. See, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't get delusional. They didn't start to hallucinate. Huh? They didn't faint. Simply because they was in the furnace, but the furnace wasn't in them. It didn't consume them. In other words, when you got a fire for God, that's the heat. That's the ultimate heat. In other words, my heat is higher than the... I'm used to this. Because the truth burns. And see, when you're on fire for God, that little natural fire can't do nothing to me.
Right.
Turn it up, Ebuchadnezzar. Turn up your lies. Turn up, world. Huh? You want to put your name on the... put your mouth on the tower of God? Why do you think you're going through fire right now?
Come on.
Oh, I'm going to talk about it. Conviction. They get on the phone playing. Ain't nobody playing. Why you think God, remember, the children of Israel bit God. And what did he do? He sent snakes to bite them. Not all of them died, but the majority of them did. So if you're trying to burn God's child, didn't he clearly say the same stick you use to measure them? Okay. Didn't he clearly say what you've done to the least? Okay, cool. If you're trying to burn them with heat, fire, lies, and stuff like this, what you think he's going to turn up the heat on you? What?
All right.
It's not a coincidence. Come on, people. It's not a coincidence that we're going through what we go through in life. Simply because God will put us in uncomfortable places. Not to harm you, but to show you something. He'll meet you where you are. So now that you can see where you are in God. But see, he puts you there because you can still withstand it. The thing is, we don't understand God enough to want to stay in it. Oh.
Right.
Oh. So we run from it. I'm talking about the truth. Because you know it gets a little hot, huh? When the truth starts to come out. Why you think people try and get, hold on, Mr. Bree, watch this. Why y'all think people try and get rid of witnesses all the time before they hit the stand? Because it's about to get a little hot, and they don't want to faint. You ever seen a criminal on stage, they be big and bad, and up until the judge give them their 20 years, they faint? Why you fainting, brother? Truth and hurt you so much? Why you fainting? It got that hot? Hold on, I got a better one. Y'all ever seen somebody try and double back? Huh? I tell the crew all the time, whatever we don't say on the phone, don't call me to double back to try and justify anything. You know how many times I've seen people try and double back, go behind people's back, huh, and double up? Huh?
Right.
Ms. Deborah, huh? But see, here's the thing. The truth shall prevail when they get hot. See why you didn't fell off? That's the myth to say it all the time. Don't call my phone. If you couldn't say it on the phone, don't you call me one-on-one. And then they try and go with the precept, Ms. Shabri, of something else. Y'all know that?
Right.
I was calling to apologize. Oh, I had an issue. In other words, they're trying to open up the door on something But God's going to show how to get. You're playing with fire. Don't do that. You're not equipped for that. Yes, Lord. Ain't it something, Mr. Bruce?
Well, yes, sir.
Come on, y'all. This is real. He said, they shall walk and not faint. Even when it gets hot, people, it's going to get hot. It's supposed to get hot. You should embrace the heat. It's okay. You don't have to be in Miami to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Huh? 1 Peter 4:12-13. The Bible says this. It says, beloved, do not be surprised. I said, do not be surprised at the fiery trial. Whoa. When it comes upon you to test you. Don't be surprised at this hot trial that's coming to test you. As though something strange were happening to you? Nah, it's orchestrated. But rejoice in so far as you share Christ's suffering. Rejoice. In other words, if God was tested by heat, shouldn't you be? You should be happy. That you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. In other words, when things get hot, that only means that God trusts you enough to handle it. Watch this, y'all. Can I help somebody out this morning?
Yes.
If the fire consumes you, you become part of the fire. In other words, you become part of the process. See, fire can be destructive on the surface, but in the spirit, it's not destructive. Ooh, Lord, catch that. You're talking about two different types of fire. You're talking about two different types of heat. It's getting hot in here. You got some people who come with fiery flames and arrows to destroy people. You remember Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. See, if you constantly, everywhere you go is destructive, that's because, see, you're surface fire, meaning you're flesh fire. That means that fire that God put you to the test and it consumed you. That means everything that destroyed you left you for dead. Now you're trying to destroy something else and you don't even know it. Lord, have mercy. Did y'all hear me say this before, Mr. Green? Hurt people. So you know why you hurting other people? Because the fire consumed you. The one that was meant to take you out literally took you out. Look at what you're doing. You're becoming a part of the forest fire. Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
You learn from the fire, the flesh fire, because you wouldn't operate in the spirit. God put you there so that you can go through it. You should have been rejoicing. Thank you, God, that I went through this. Because you suffered, I suffered. But I came out just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, let me talk about this other hot, this other fire. This other fire, meaning you're on fire for God. See that deep passion that you have? It never is to be put out. You can't be on fire for God today and then dismiss him on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then get back on Friday with him. See, that's why people's relationships go up and down, because there's no stability there. That's not a real fire, people.
Right.
That's not a real fire, people. Oh, Lord Jesus, let me tell you, it's getting hot in here. God created the situation to be hot. God made it uncomfortable. But see, when it's real, that means nothing can get, I just talked to somebody last night about soulmate. Real talk. They asked me a question about soulmate. I talked to them about soulmate. It gets deep. It's too long for this conversation on the phone this morning. But let me tell you this. That fire called soulmate, because you know soulmate is a fire. That means no matter what, it cannot be put out.
Amen.
It can't be put out. Don't care what sisters say. Don't care what brothers say. Don't care what jobs say. Don't care what your status say. When it's a fire called soulmate, that means I want what God got for me, and nothing can stop me.
Amen.
That means the fire... The surface fire never consumed you. The spirit fire consumed you. See, soulmate, let's start with God before we talk about anything else. See, when you have a soulmate in God, that means no matter what my mama say, I'm going to teach God's word. But when did you get ordained? When I was born?
Oh, right now.
Then 8 years later, you still doing that word? Yep. Stronger than ever, too, huh? See, when it's a soulmate, that fire that consumes you is spiritual. That means nobody can shut your mouth. You know why? Because, Mr. Breen, watch this. Let me sing it from the mountaintops. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall flow. See, that fire cannot be quenched by man.
Right.
And just like nobody can stop you with your natural certifier from being messy, petty, and all that other stuff, huh? Who can stop you? Huh? Well, who can stop the one who's burning with fire on the inside? Boy, I'm trying to show somebody something. I'm trying to see, I'm trying to show you how it gets hot in here. This is how you know what's a real fire and what's not. Because if it can be stopped, it's not real. In other words, if God can stop your nasty ways, that means it wasn't real in the first place. So why are you messing with fake? Lord, have mercy. Huh? Why would you even play with fake? Since God can change you, why would you play with it in the first place? Don't play with that fake fire. Get that real fire. Hmm? Big don't offer this type of flame. Huh? It can't get hot with a big lighter. I know what you, I know what you said, Smokey. Huh? But that fire ain't the real one. Everything that Satan produces is fake. You know that? It's not real. You know that? Here's the thing. Satan didn't produce hell. Uh-oh. He's just going there. Uh-oh. Y'all missed that. God said, if you ain't hear me over here, you know, he created everything, heaven and earth. So, okay, cool. Satan don't have the power to produce hell. In other words, see, the flame can help you or it can hurt you. Because, see, fire used the right way can warm things up. Lord have mercy. You know what I'm talking about? When it's getting a little hot in here. See, I don't know if y'all know about it, but when you work out, it's called a warm-up. You know why you warm up? So you don't pull no muscles. So you allow muscles to grow. It's called oxygen that will flow through the bloodstream. And what happens as you warm up, look at your veins in the morning and look at it during midday when it starts to pump. Yeah, anybody know anything about blood pressure? The ones in the morning is going to be the lowest. That ain't your accurate blood pressure. Do it sometime in the evening and then relax. You understand? Listen to what I'm saying. The more heat it gets, the more your veins open up. The more blood flows, the more oxygen pumps up. Lord, look at God. He turned up the heat so that you can get more of him. Oh, Mr. B, didn't he say, if you do not eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you are not a part of me. See how this goes?
Yes, sir.
It's getting a little hot in here. He turned up the heat, but you got negative people, because they're in the flesh. Don't worry about them. They say, well, it's getting hot. Let me pull away. That's why they pull away from your life. That's why they wasn't there when you needed them the most. That's why they wasn't there when God needed them the most. Because it's not about what you need. It's about what God needs. Now, God's needs will be met. Mm-hmm. But look at how he allows heat to burn people off. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what we do with dishes, right? You don't put them in cold water. You put them in hot water. Hmm? Doesn't it kill germs? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. This is why we wash our bodies like that. Ain't that something? The germs of the spiritual germ is more detrimental than the natural one. Why do you think God makes it a little hot? Because you have spiritual germs called spirits, souls that are around you that God needs to wash away. Just make sure he don't wash you away in the process. Hello? Huh?
Yeah.
I know some people say, well, Mr. Carr, when it get hot, I don't exercise with my hair done. I don't want to sweat my hair out. See, you too prissy for God. We talking about to the people who don't mind doing what they do for God. Because you not only have to exercise your body, but more importantly, it gets a little hot when you exercise your faith. Now, you go ahead and spiritually look good, but that don't mean you are good. People more concerned about how they look as opposed to how healthy they are in God. See, when it get hot, huh, and you faint, that's only because you was worried about your hair, your look. Lord have mercy. That's why you can't take the heat today. You was more concerned. Yes, Lord. You ain't going to meet with your trainer. You know, to train something means to do it repetitively, consistently.
Right.
That means, you know how people say, why I always got to go through tests and trials? Why I got to fight for everything in life? How are you doggone? You want to get off your little pity party? Go look at the life of Jesus, and then you would hush up. He's been fighting for you all his life. It's been hot with you all his life. Huh? All your life is being hot with you. And you want to talk about what you done had to, you only had to fight for about 3, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and what's your point? What's your point? Huh? Shouldn't you be used to fighting?
Yeah.
And then, hold on. God, put me in uncomfortable situations. Put me where you want to put me. But even if it should happen to get hot, I won't faint. Huh? Put me in the sauna. See, when you're used to it, it's all good. In other words, the natural flame can never beat the spiritual flame, so that's why Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went in it. Since you want to test God, King Nebuchadnezzar, I'm still not going to bow down. But come on, let's get it. Huh? You'll never be nothing. I done gave you 4 kids. Okay, cool. Since you want to test God, huh? Come on, I'm fine with that. It's getting a little hot in here. I know I got 4 kids for you. Watch this. Watch this. Even if I don't get a husband or a man, I won't come back to you. Woo! Woo! Y'all don't have to say Rick James. Woo! You know why? You didn't just kill that fire. You didn't hurt that person. You didn't kill that little soul. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought it wasn't about hurting them. No, it's about hurting the devil that was attacked. So you want to come on behalf of the devil? What did he say? What she said? You're going to limp, or you're going to walk over, but you're going to limp back. In other words, you're going to walk over, but you're about to faint, brother. Come on, bring it. It don't matter what I don't have. I know one thing that I want, regardless of what I don't get, is you.
Hmm. Yes.
Satan, I don't want nothing you got to offer, Satan. My fire is for God. So put me through your natural fire. Put me through the natural heat. I'm fine with that because, see, let me show you what you're doing. Hmm? You put me through the heat. That means people watching me. That means you making me an example. That means, boy, I'm about to win a whole bunch of souls. So now I can minister to young men. Now I can minister to young women because I can show them, not tell them what I done been through. Woo, Lord have mercy.
Teach it.
And you thought that the test was for you. Selfish, selfish, selfish way of thinking. When you fail a test, you know how many other people you're affecting. You know why you, come on, I'm talking to the business owners now. You know why your business don't grow? Hmm? Listen to me. Because every test that God sends, you got people that's watching you that you don't even care. You don't care that they're watching. I'm human. No, you're not human. You should be a supernatural being. In other words, I'm a spirit having a human experience. In other words, I'm going to be so peculiar that the word human would never come out my mouth again.
Right.
If Lil Wayne can think that he's more than a human and he and Rafa trying to make money, well, I know that I'm more than a human because I'm a spirit trying to make love. And I'm talking about making God.
Yes.
Oh, it's getting a little hot in here, huh? It's okay for Lil Wayne to say it, but it's not okay for Lil Tellius to say it. Oh, okay. Huh? I'm human. Now tell me at best what you are. You keep on telling me at least. When it get hot, why you got to go to the least? Tell me at best. You know why you don't go at best? Because you don't want to fulfill the expectations of God. You want to be a baby now. Come on, business people. Huh? When you go through tests, I'm talking about business people, business owners. Business owners. Talk to me, business owners. Oh, if y'all not catching, I'm talking about business owner. When you're handling God's business, you are a business owner. I ain't talking about the physical, you have cake business. I ain't talking about you have a gym business. I ain't talking about you're a mechanic. I'm talking about when you hounding the word, that is business at hand. So business owners, I'm talking to you. Huh? Business owners, I'm talking to you. Because you owe no man nothing but to love them. That means you handle them business. Huh? Your test, your hot places, your fiery furnace is not for you. Your fiery furnace is for others. See, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had an opportunity to save Nebuchadnezzar. They was already saved. Lord have mercy. Huh? Nothing but the righteous shall be saved. See, when you saved by the spiritual fire, the natural fire can't hurt you. Let's go ahead and pray, Mr. Bruce.
Okay. Everyone, bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this great message that we have received this morning. As we depart this call and go our separate ways, I pray blessings upon everyone until we meet again this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day. And remember this, business owners, I'm talking to y'all. You are obligated. You are saddled with the responsibility of carrying God's love. Stop being pretentious with it. Start having a real relationship with God. God has allowed you to go through some fiery places. Hmm? Just take the focus off you. Remember, this life that you live is not about you. It's about God. Remember, he said, if you take care of my house, I'll take care of yours. See, what Satan wants you to do is focus on what you're going through. And see, when you focus on yourself, you can't focus on him. Y'all have a great day.
Goodbye, everyone.